The meeting began with Helen Decker speaking about the 2012 Lemonade Day in Wrangell. Following her presentation, Mayor David Jack made a proclamation designating May 11, 2013, this year's Lemonade Day. The meeting continued with discussion over the controversial Alaska Senate Bill 60, introduced by Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman. This legislation would put a bounty on sea otters. Alaska natives who hunt the mammals would be paid $100 for every pelt they take. Vice Mayor Bill Privett suggested the Assembly put forward a resolution to endorse the bill.
These predators, if unchecked, will definitely devastate our crab and clam beds and shellfish in general, and they're growing at an enormous rate. I don't think that they all ought to be shot, but certainly we need to treat them as a predator and put them in the equation.
Several Wrangell community members spoke in support of SB 60 during the public comment period. The bill will get its first hearing on March 13th. Brian Ashton took to the floor to recap the recent Southeast Alaska Power Agency meeting in Wrangell. He's a voting member of the SEPA board.
Now, what I hope it happens with this energy committee is that we don't just do a review of SEPA as we asked for when we went into this partnership, but we basically just take a perspective of where we stand today with energy so that we really get a good perspective of what's going on around us to make sure that we're not just focused with blinders on in one way. And I think that we need to make sure that we really are abreast of all the options we have in Southeast as we make plans for what we do in the coming decades here for energy.
The Assembly discussed the proposed formation of a regional energy committee. This committee would potentially comprise members from Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg, along with SEPA board members and energy experts. Vice Mayor Privett said this would be a premature move. The decision to divest from SEPA would have large consequences for each of the three communities. He said Wrangell needs to first work through the issue locally before trying to make regional decisions.
If Ketchikan wants to dissolve SEPA and own SWAN, that's their prerogative, and that's something that they'll have to politically fight out amongst themselves and go through all that. And the same is with Petersburg, if they want to do that. And I think that we're creating a monster here rather than something that we can sit down and look at. I don't care how wonderful we come up with a great idea for us to dissolve from SEPA without Ketchikan, without Petersburg supporting that, it isn't going to happen.
He said he hopes Ketchikan and Petersburg will do the same. Then all three communities can come together to make a more informed decision. The Assembly adjourned this meeting with this unfinished business. Mayor Jack said they will discuss the Energy Committee and SEPA further in the next meeting. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.